for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2021 September Zoom meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday morning, September the 25th, 2021. Deborah Vales is the speaker of the morning, teaching on the spirit of trauma.
I want to welcome everybody to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp and its teaching this morning by Deborah. I have to say that Gene and Kerna last night were right on in the times that we're living in. And it is a good teaching, if you can, to get it and listen to it again and again. Right now, I want to thank the Lord for all that He does for us every day. I want to thank Him that when we're living right now in a 3 a.m. hour, in a kind of darkness that we're walking through and the church is walking through right now. But our hope is that the light cometh and the Lord cometh to help us through the darkness and when the light comes. But I want to bless everybody and thank everybody. I want to thank the Lord for all that He does for all of us in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior and King. Amen. I'll turn it over to Deborah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you this morning, but we need the Lord to come in, don't we? We need Him ever more. If ever was a time we needed the Lord, beloved, we definitely need Him now. And I'm thanking and praising God for His presence, for His goodness, for His kindness, for His mercy. The Lord is so good and He is so kind. And we just love the Lord. We appreciate everything that He is doing for us, His people. Praise the Lord. Just before I go into the message, we just want to remind everyone that each message is being recorded. And you will be able to, if you'd like to get copies of these messages, you can contact Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. They will be posting them on their website, LHBC Online. And also there is a YouTube page and the videos will be posted there. So if you'd like your own personal copies, contact Lake Hamilton Bible Camp and they will see that you get your CDs if you want a CD or a DVD of any or all of the messages. Praise the Lord. This morning I'm going to be sharing on the spirit of trauma. Last night as we listened to the word was so rich last night. We thank God for it. The Lord spoke one word to me and He said, trauma. And I said, well, Lord, am I to speak about this? And He said, yes, because we know many people are experiencing trauma in various ways. And the spirit of trauma is really traumatic when you go through things, and many are experiencing, as brother said last night about death. There's so much death. There's a stench of death that is released, that has been released in the earth realm, and many are walking in fear. But I believe that the Lord wants to deliver us from this spirit. It's a stronghold. But the Lord wants to give us power and know that we have the power of God, but He gives power to eradicate the spirit of trauma. So, Father, now as we go into the word of the Lord, I ask You, Lord God, that You have Your way this morning, that You minister to each and every one here. And, Lord, even those that will watch these messages later, I pray, Father, that You minister as only You can. We thank You, Lord, that You have truly come to set us free, that You've come to give hope and encouragement, and You've come to build up and to edify and strengthen. So, Lord, have Your way now, and let Your perfect, complete, and whole will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to begin by reading Matthew 16 and 19. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. It says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then Mark 3 and 27, it says, no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first bind the strong man. And then he will plunder his house. Luke 11, verses 20 through 22. Luke 11, 20 through 22, it says, when a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes from him all his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. Then I want to read one more scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments. Thank you, Jesus. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So what is a stronghold? Stronghold means to fortify through the idea of holding safely, like a castle, for example. Usually when you see a castle, you see a fort, you see a wall around it. It's fortified, and it's high enough to where certain ones can get up high to see the enemy, if you will, or see someone that would want to come in to try to wreak havoc. Stronghold. Now, the definition of trauma is an overwhelming life event that renders one helpless and or fearing for his or her life. And I can believe that today, I think a lot of people are in fear for their lives because of what's going on. Trauma overwhelms abilities to cope. It's outside the range of a normal experience. Traumatic experiences typically take place beyond the perimeters of collective consciousness. They throw into question or destroy disbeliefs about self, God, and humanity, acquired from parents, school, religion, and culture. So someone can get thrown into a traumatic event or have something happen in that way to where all of a sudden, they no longer believe their parents. They don't believe, you know, credible people because of trauma. Okay, trauma really has adverse effects on us, or can. Okay, trauma also is a bad experience that upsets one. Okay, that makes you feel upset, afraid, or shocked. And if you've ever been shocked or afraid, it really sets off a whole different set of events can in our lives if we're not careful. Now, medically, it's serious injury. And as we spoken about what's happening with the sickness and illness and COVID, many entering hospitals, not coming out. And I am going to say something. I don't talk a whole lot about these things. I'm one I just pray, but I will say I do believe that the vents, the ventilators that are meant or quote unquote to help, they're not helping. And as brother, you were talking, Apostle Colonel, earlier, the Lord showed me a vent And he said inside, my God, today, what's happening, what's happening is the enemy has invaded the system. And many, instead of being helped, a spirit of Python has entered the system and is snuffing out lives. And God is wanting us, the church, to get up. Hey, Moshe Laboseke, where the lines have been drawn that prevent us from even going into the hospitals. Do you know that is preventing the power of God in one sense from literally touching the people? Because we carry the anointing. We're carriers of the anointing of God. But what the enemy has done, he set up a perimeter to keep us out, to keep the anointing from getting to those that need it. So if you're not used to speaking God's word, I wish I had a church. If your voice is not carrying over, my God, the enemy is able to snuff out your loved ones. Today, beloved, I got to look at you all. Glory to God. Today, I really believe God is wanting, amen, to blow a fresh wind of his anointing in us. He's wanting us to get up. Hey, mashanda baha, ekundia masakandaya, yendo bosula baha. He's wanting the church to get up and arise and take back your authority. Take back the ground that the devil has, amen, invaded. And he's done it through fear. My God, today. Come on, somebody. We must get up. We must not be afraid to touch one another. We must not be afraid to lay hands on the sick when the Bible tells us that we are to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But we are in a time now where we have to, amen, and don't get me wrong. I understand what they're saying. Come on here. Yeah. Mask yourself, all of this stuff. Well, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost and you have to unmask or you can't pick it up, who, what are you going to do? Will you lay hands on the sick? Will you go in there and speak life? Come on here. We're carriers of the anointing. But we're allowing the enemy to snuff us out. And it's time for us to get refilled with the Holy Ghost. It's time for us to get back to the altar and seek the face of God. We've got to turn the corner. God will give us a reprieve, but we have to do our part. It's too many caskets that's gone by. Yes, it has. It has happened. But when will we as a people of God take back our authority in the Holy Ghost? It's too much fear. I didn't know I was going here. Glory to God.
Try, bring it.
We must get up. Hallelujah. The Bible said that one can put 1,000 to flight.
That's right.
Two, 10,000.
That's right.
Glory to God. There's a dear sister right now laying in the hospital in Colorado. And I said, my God, if I could just get to her. Well, all I can do is send prayer. Come on here. And this is why God, amen, is raising up prayer teams. I'm talking about men and women of God that will get up in the middle of the night and pray through. Come on here. Glory to God. Our prayers have to come up. Our prayer level has to come up. Glory to God. The prayer walls have to come up. My God, today it's time for us as a people of God to come together.
Yeah.
My God, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'll get back to this in a moment. Come on now.
Yeah.
We have got to recognize where we are in this hour. We must recognize, glory to God, as Prophet Gene spoke on witchcraft. Well, these attacks come at us because witchcraft is in the church.
Yes.
Amen. The witches is in the church.
That's right.
Glory to God, trying to wreak havoc on the people of God, the men and women of God, to keep them from their potential. But what we have to do as a people of God, amen, is take back our authority. pull down those strongholds. We just read the scripture. Glory to God. And even in the recesses of our mind, we've got to get a range of our mind. We got to get a range of our heart. Glory to God. And allow God to put in us, amen, what we need, amen, to complete the will of God in the earth realm. So there should be prayer teams going to the hospitals.
It's true.
Amen. Yeah. What is it going to take for us?
That's right.
To take back the stand that God has given us. Because there is power in prayer. Glory to God. Let me move.
Yeah.
So the spirit of trauma, it enters our lives through accident, emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. It enters through shock, verbal abuse, and violence. Glory to God. Trauma is an emotional response to a terrible event that may happen in one's life, like rape or natural disasters. Immediately after the event, shock and denial are typical. Most of the time we deny and we just get in shock. Come on. Longer term reactions include unpredictable emotions, flashbacks, strained relationships, and even physical symptoms like headaches or nausea. While these feelings are normal, some people have difficulty moving on with their lives. Now, let me just mention another incident in what's happening. We see a lot of deaths, Apostle Kerner. We're seeing now so many drive-by shootings, innocent victims. This is a spirit of death still going on. That's reinventing trauma, more trauma, trauma upon trauma, trauma upon trauma, where kids are afraid to go out in the street. You know, I mean, innocent lives are being taken. And then we just saw a young lady go missing and now another death. Let me just say, to break it all down, death upon death upon death. Oh my, where is God and where is the church? Where are we in this picture? Prophet Gene, where are we? Glory to God. What stand are we taking? Hallelujah. We must take God's stand. And it's time again for us to arise, people of God. It's time for us to take back the territory in the spirit realm. Now I'm going to give you some incidents of trauma. For example, like I just said, people killed in the streets, killed in car accidents, people dying of cancer will set off an event of trauma. The accounts of trauma victims are typically minimized, distorted, or attacked by other people. Most victims misunderstood and further traumatized by the reaction of others. Estranged, many tend to move to the edge of their social groups and often begin to doubt the reality of their own experience. Many become marginalized, addicted, while others try psychic help. You know, when people go through things, they try everything to get out of that cycle. And without Jesus Christ, you know, people go from one thing to the next. I'm not against counseling because we need counseling. We need all these things. But without Jesus, some people get caught up in hopeless cycles. And this is why now the church really needs to be a presence in the earth realm. There need to be safe havens for people to go to get the help that they need. And I mean spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, all of this. Okay. There's some misunderstandings of trauma. Many spiritual directors don't understand even the nature of post-traumatic stress. And there are people that have been affected by things they've gone through in the wars, for example. I know Apostle Kerner can speak on this much, much more than I can. Because when you go through things and then you have flashbacks. I had an uncle that was in World War II. He came home and he'd have nightmares. And he didn't, you know, he'd go good for a while. And then all of a sudden he had nightmare after nightmare after nightmare. Because of the things that he went through. So much healing has to take place when someone goes through these type of events. Can people hear me? I'm seeing all kinds of, all right, Everybody's muted. I need Brother Merle, Apostle Colonel unmuted. You all let me know if people can't hear me, please.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to keep going. Hallelujah. Like I said, many have nightmares. Okay.
Okay. I'm here.
Thank you. Reliving their experiences and panic attacks. Okay. It's denial. There's denial symptoms. Sometimes they go through depression, a numbingness. Okay. That tend to regularly torment most victims of unresolved trauma. My granddaughter recently had an accident and she's already in a cycle of trauma. We're praying for her.
Yeah.
Praying that the Lord will bring healing, that she won't have a long lingering effect because of the accident she was in. Afraid to, when she gets in the car, she goes to shaking. She's already, you know, the effects of this. We're praying for her to be delivered and healed. These things are real. Okay. As a result, many caring professionals are unable to recognize that suffering involves an inability to expand images of self, others, or the world, and God in view of information that has been revealed in and through experiences of trauma. In other words, they have a tendency to digress in their minds and get stuck in trauma of the past. Many people are going through these type of cycles, and if anyone's on here and you realize that you're in a cycle, you can be free, you can be delivered. God has come to set the captive free, and he does not want us held up in bondage due to trauma. So in other words, the trauma becomes a spiritual stronghold to hold one captive. Sometimes people have suppressed memories, wrong thoughts. Unresolved trauma will allow memories to contain thoughts that, when they're triggered by emotion, will cause one to act or react in a certain way. Okay? A problem exists when the thoughts do not line up with reality or the word of God.
Amen.
And one thing that is so vital is that we need God's word in our lives.
That's right.
And when you have things going on and maybe things are said to you and it does not line up with God's word, throw it away. Because God acts by his word. He doesn't act by reason, by what our opinion. My opinion of things is not going to help you. What will help you is what the word of God says.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. Now we possess the power to overcome according to 1 John 4:4. It says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Now we've already read 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, so I won't read that again. But how many of you know God gives power for these things to be eradicated from our lives? Mm-hmm. Mighty in God, dunamis, powerful or capable, possible and able and strong. Now, when you talk about pulling down, that means to demolish. God just don't want you us touched. He wants things demolished. He wants strongholds pulled down, eradicated, dissipated, so that you don't have to go through that thing anymore. You see, this is why Jesus came, beloved. He came to set us free. When something is demolished, like a building, it is pulled all the way down. And when it's pulled down, there is nothing left. That is what God wants to do in our lives. He wants to demolish these strongholds.
Yes.
Eradicate them out of our lives. Even as we were praying last night for things to be eradicated and to bring healing and deliverance. That's why Jesus came. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, in order to do this, we must cast down arguments. You know, our mind has to be, we got to get a range of our mind. Okay. We must understand that we must think the way Jesus thinks, act the way he thinks. But you've got to catch these things, okay?
So we need to cast down arguments, past and present. How many times does the enemy come at us with past stuff? Stuff that went on so far, you can't even half remember all the stuff that happened because the Lord has taken a lot of that stuff away. But the enemy wants to put you back in a vicious cycle.
Yes.
Remember
yes.
then? Remember that? Remember the other? And you're trying to, what in the world is all of this? You're getting bombarded with crazy thoughts.
Amen.
Because the enemy wants to put you in bondage. Okay? Past and present, known or unknown. Some things we know, some things we don't. And you know, beloved, you know when you've been set free of something. The enemy tried to bring things back and you be thinking hard. Has anybody ever gone through that? Oh, let me see you. Anybody,
yes.
anybody ever gone through that? And stuff come up, people bring stuff up. You'd be looking crazy like, what
yes.
are they talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
That right there lets you know you were free. Come on, somebody.
That's
you
right.
were free and you know you're free. That devil trying to tell you you're not. And you're thinking hard. I see Sherette on there. You're thinking hard.
Yeah.
You're like, what is this? And then you got to get a range in your mind and say, wait a minute now. You are not putting me in that box. Don't you let the enemy put you in a box. I think the Bible says, don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
That's right.
Come on. He wants to entangle us. Apostle Curley, he wants to get us ensnared.
Yes.
That's right.
And you have to take authority. You take those spiritual scissors and you cut the devil's head off.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You cut those vicious vines off.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Those snares. I'm looking at the sister Iris. Do
yeah.
not allow the enemy, amen, to put your mind in bondage because of things that you've come yeah. out of and things that God have freed you from. Do not let, amen, the devil put you yeah. back over there and stop listening to the familiar friends and even family that would say, well, I remember when. Well, that was then, but that girl died. Come on here. Amen. Yeah. When you know that thing is dead, is buried, God ain't gonna pull it up, and don't you let the devil pull it up either. Somebody
yeah.
clap your hands.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We got to allow the Lord, amen, to remind
amen.
Us of his word. Glory to God. You got to be reminded, amen, on today that you are the head and you're not the tail. You are above and you're not beneath. And when God opens doors, no man can close. Come on here. When he closes doors, nobody can open them. Come on now. When God gives you his goodly treasure, praise the Lord, and the devil come to try to steal, you say no, because the blessing of the Lord make it rich. It don't add no sorrow. Come on here, somebody. Give God the glory on
amen.
Today. Hallelujah. God is bringing some of you into your wealthy place, a large place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you let the devil put you back in Lodabar. You come on up out of Lodabar and you stay out of Lodabar. Glory to God. Lodabar represents defeat.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen. Who was it? Mephibosheth, bless his little heart. And God had to go get him.
Yeah.
Come on. David said, wait a minute, where is Saul's seed at? God won't forget you. He won't forget the promises that he said concerning you.
That's right.
Glory to God, he'll go get you.
That's right.
And some of you, that's what God is doing. He's picking you up. Say, come on.
Yes.
Come on to the palace.
That's right.
Come on and sit at the king's table. Glory to God. And the table is spread, y'all. Glory to God. Amen. God wants us to walk in our nets. And he wants you to walk, amen, as a king's kid. Because you're the head, you're not the tail. He wants to bring you out of poverty. He wants to bring you out of lack. I'm trying to get back to this teaching, y'all. But forgive me for obeying God, because I'm going to obey God, okay?
Right.
God wants to bring some of you out of poverty and out of lack, out of debt. Glory to God. He wants to bring you into your next, because he's the God that's more than enough. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
amen.
All the trauma that you've gone through, some of you right here, you've gone through trauma. You've gone through, it's almost like it's one thing after another. It's coming real heavy, real strong. And God wants to bring you even out of that. Come on here. Life is still in your body. So because life is in your body, there's still hope. Come on now. Don't give in to the devil. Don't give in to the recesses of your mind. And don't give in to the recesses of the devil and even people. Because sometimes people want to keep you locked down.
That's right. That's right.
They'll do it by their speech. Come on.
That's right.
Amen. When folks sometimes see you advancing, they'll get to question, who sent him down to California? Who what ministry he with now? Who is that?
Mm-hmm.
And they get on a rabbit trail. Okay, let me prove it to you. If you were to go to the book of Acts, every time Paul went from city to city and God began to move, who came behind him to stir up mess?
Mm-hmm.
The religious folk.
That's right.
It was the church folk.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Jews. Come on.
Yeah.
And that's what happens even with us. Soon as God began to move, somebody going to raise their hand. Oh, you know Sister Vales? How did you meet her? Justin looking at me. It happened to Justin. Praise the Lord. When I went to his church, someone confronted him. Why you got her in your church?
Mm.
I would never have her come to my church. And do you know what this precious brother did? He said, I'm not going to allow you to stand and talk about her. Yeah. How many times do we stand up for what's right when people get to talking?
That's right.
Or do you listen and entertain what they're saying?
That's right. That's right.
Come on here.
That's right.
God sent Prophet Gene into a region and someone know Prophet Gene but don't like Prophet Gene. So the first thing they do, they'll get in that ear. Come on here.
That's true.
To stop the word of the Lord from going forth. Don't fool yourself. There are some crooked, let me just put it like this, religious Jews, but they're Gentiles.
That's right.
And they will follow you everywhere you go. Y'all better get with me right now. Come on here, somebody. God wants to deliver us today, even from people.
That's right. That's right.
I had something happen a couple months ago. Brother Merle knows. I won't get into the details of it. But basically, it was a vicious attack. It was a word attack that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I was on assignment. And the devil didn't like it. So sent a strong attack.
Yeah.
And God said, hold your peace.
Mm.
I mean, so much so threatened me, threatened to call the police on me, threatened to call this one, threatened to call that one. God said, you just stand in your integrity, Deb. I got you.
That's right.
That's right.
And when those kind of attacks come at you, and you know that you're doing what God told you to do, you stand.
That's right. That's right.
And when you've done all, you stand some more. Hallelujah. And you make sure you put on the armor of God. Folk will talk about you.
That's
folk
right.
will criticize you.
That's right.
It's not what they do to you. It's how you react to it.
That's right. That's
you
it.
Get to God and you get in his face and you make sure you got love. You make sure you can forgive and you build yourself up on your most holy faith and you keep your eyes on the Lord. Glory to God.
Yes.
You be determined that you're going to go head on and obey the Lord. If you don't mind, clap your hands and praise the Lord right there.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, here we go. Okay. We got to demolish strongholds and bring down every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Everything that would try to proceed over God, pull it down. When we encounter demons that are trying to protect what they think is their territory, we bind them and cast them out. You don't play with demons now.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
No, you don't mamby-pamby.
Mm-hmm.
You cast them out. Okay? In doing that, you're tearing down those walls. We must be a gatekeeper. Bring every thought.
Gatekeep. Yes. Yeah.
Every thought that comes through, stop it.
Yes.
Even when them little gossipers come at you, stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you start confronting people and bringing the party that they're talking about in their presence, they'll stop doing what they're doing.
That's true.
Many times, Brother Merrill, folk don't want to confront.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's that's true.
In every church.
Stop that mess when you confront it right.
Mm-hmm.
In every church. Right.
Yes.
There are people that sow discord. In
that's
every
exactly
church.
Right. That and the Bible says, if you are sore of discord, the Bible says, mark them and have nothing to do with them.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Instead, what do? We pet it sometimes because you want to still be friends. Yeah. You want to stay on Facebook with them. You want to play both ends. Okay, let me move because I know that folks don't like that kind of stuff. But sometimes you got to cut folks off.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Jean, I'm telling you something, baby. I don't mind cutting you off. I'm not talking about you now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you understand when I realize it's an unhealthy stream?
Yes.
I don't want that contamination, them dirty fish coming to me.
I know that's right.
So I will cut off. I had to do that a couple months ago with the incident and some know about it, and I cut them off. Come on here.
That's right.
You're not
that's
calling right. my phone. You're not dropping no more text messages on my phone. Amen. No. You're not peering into my Facebook. Come on here. Not everybody. And that's a whole nother subject right there. Some of y'all connected to too many ruddy people. But that's a whole nother subject right there. Because you want to be friend.
Mm-hmm.
5,000. I got to have 5,000 folks on my friend list. And half of them don't know them. You don't know nothing about them. You don't know if they're living for God. Come on here.
That's right.
Too many unhealthy connections trying to get a platform, but that's another subject. Let me move on out of there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is wanting to clean us up. I'm not on social media for fame. Matter of fact, can I help you today? I got to see y'all for a minute. I don't like social media, but I'm there because God told me to be there. Sister
that's
Patty.
Right.
Those platforms, if they went away tomorrow, I'll be first one yelling, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for demolishing that foolishness. Come on here. But these are platforms that God is using, and the word is going forth. Come on here. Glory to God. But we done, you know, we got so much Facebook, we ain't in the book. We ain't
that's
in
right.
the Bible.
That's right.
Come on. Keep balancing all this stuff. Well, another subject, but you know, amen. So we got to be gatekeepers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Run every thought through the word of God. Now that takes time, doesn't it? Some of us don't want to take time. We don't want to be held up. But if it don't pass through the filter of the word, you need to throw it away. Okay, if it does not line up with the word, do not let it dwell in your head.
Amen. Amen.
This is where a lot of us are stuck because things have gotten in your head through folk talking or however it got there, and you're stuck. And God wants to get you unstuck. You are the gatekeeper of your soul, so throw out wrong thoughts. Get rid of it. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you some steps to freedom.
Amen.
And then we'll pray, and I'm done. Number one, you must renounce all judgments and break vows. Yeah. Renounce all judgments and break vows. Number two, you must break all ungodly soul ties. Many times we're tied to people through friendships, and they become ungodly, okay, unhealthy. And sometimes, you know, I think it was even said last night, you know, you're in an unhealthy environment, a church that is abusive, and but you can't leave because it's an unhealthy soul tie. It has to be broken. Okay. Yeah. Many people are in churches and ministries that are unhealthy, but for some reason they can't leave because it's a bondage there. Okay. But we must break them. Number three, we must ask Jesus to reveal suppressed memories and hidden lies. Okay, some things need to come up to the top so you know what you're really dealing with. Number four, forgive everyone in your past and present if necessary.
That's right.
Forgive.
Yes.
Completely and totally.
Absolutely.
Don't hold on to anything. Well, I forgive, but don't forget. No, you forgive, forget, let go.
Yeah,
forgive, Forgive, let go.
That's right.
Say it one more time. Forgive, forget, let go. Completely. All right? And then, number five, break all curses. You know, many times word curses have been spoken over our lives.
Yes.
People have said things, and you wonder why you can't get to the next because a curse is there. You got to break that thing off. Okay? Break all curses. Okay? Number six, bind the strong man and all demons and cast them out.
Yes.
All right? And finally, ask Jesus to heal all memories. See, you want to be whole. We want to be whole. Not partially, but 100%. Okay? So now I'm going to pray now. And when I'm done, Apostle Colonel or Prophet Gene, if you all have anything, I want you please to come and share. If God give you a word or anything, we want you to share as well after we pray. I want you all to pray now because we want to come against the spirit of trauma.
Yes, yes.
And if you're not afraid to raise your hand or say me or put a hand up, say, you know, I have been affected by things and I want prayer. I want delivered. Raise your hand. It's me. I think all of us in some way could say it. If we are
right. Amen.
All of us have been affected by something, haven't we? As Apostle has said, with all the deaths.
Yeah.
You know, I've been affected by these deaths. Just recently, a dear mother went home to be with the Lord. It's like one thing after another. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. And I can tell you from my own personal experience when my dad died, that hit me hard. Can I help you? Can I tell you? It did. It hit me hard. And I said, God, in order for me to go on, I need you to heal me. And thank you to God, Sister Jean, he did. God, heal me. Put that grief away from me.
Amen. Come on, yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah. I'm able to go on. Hey, we're shined up higher. And God will do the same for you. If you've been hit, been touched, amen. And you're even now maybe going through something that hit you and you still can feel the pain of it, God wants to set you free.
Yes, yes.
Amen. And he will do it right here, right now. He'll give you that peace and you can go on. Amen. And continue to run your race. So let's pray now. Father, we thank you for your word today. I thank you for your precious men and women of God. I thank you, Jesus, that you've come today to help us, to cleanse and deliver us. We confess right now, Father, all accidents, emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, shock and verbal abuse. Father, as we confess, we ask you, God, to help us today. We forgive all those who were involved in any way of these traumatic events. And if there's anybody again that you need to forgive, whisper it to the Lord right now. Ask the Lord to forgive. If he brings a name up, a face up, forgive them. Forgive. Okay? We forgive ourselves for the pain and the limitations that we've allowed the demons to inflict upon us. We repent, oh God, for giving place to any and all demons associated with the stronghold of the spirit of trauma. We renounce and break agreement with this stronghold and all its associated demons. You must renounce it right now in Jesus' name. As I'm praying, I want you to pray to the Lord. He can hear you. Glory to God. He knows, hallelujah, exactly how you feel, beloved. Tell the Lord. Let the tears roll today. Hallelujah. If things begin to come up in your throat, you cough that stuff up. You get it up out of you.
Yes.
Come on, let God purge you today. Let God cleanse you today. Let him pull that stuff out of you in the name of Jesus. We renounce and break agreement with these strongholds and all its associated demons in Jesus' name. Yes. We take authority over the stronghold of the spirit of trauma right now in Jesus' name. And I command all these demons and these strongholds to leave God's people now in the name of the Lord. Yes. Every hand around the minds of the people, yes, loose them now in the name of Jesus. Every chokehold, loose them now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You spirits associated with the spirit of trauma, we come against accidents. We come against emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. We come against shock right now in the name of Jesus. All verbal abuse and violence be loose from God's people, from their minds in Jesus' mighty name. We bind you and we command you to leave now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Father God, right now, I lift up, Lord God, your precious men and women of God. We bring them to your throne of grace. Thank you, Lord, because it's at your throne, Father, that we find help in the time of need. So right now, Father, I ask that you would supernaturally remove hurts, hurtful memories from traumas of past events out of their minds now, out of their emotions now, in the mighty name of Jesus, and even out of their physical bodies in Jesus' name. Every effect now, God, that has affected them physically, that's even caused sickness and pain, Father God, we ask you to remove now in Jesus' name. Yes. We ask, oh God, that you would lift up all remnants of painful events, God, in Jesus' name, and the trauma that was created, Father, as a result of these things in Jesus' name. Lift it out of the cells of their bodies right now. We come against cancers. We come against disease that has come on the body as a result of trauma in Jesus' name, as a result of emotional pain, mental pain, and affliction in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Now, Lord, let us each only remember the good about the enemy and those that cause the pain. Yes. Father God, flush our memories today in the name of Jesus. Yes. Let us only remember the good about ourselves and others. Let us be released from guilt and shame. I come against regret and I come against embarrassment now in the name of Jesus. I come against anger and unforgiveness and all trauma of hurtful events in the lives of your men servants and maid servants in Jesus' name.
Yes.
But I can not remember hurtful words spoken to us or about others. Let our hearts not retain unforgiveness, O God, or anger, fear, pain, or shame in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
We speak now and we declare complete healing and freedom from every painful event in our lives.
Yes.
And that those words will not circulate in our minds or our emotions any longer in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
We take authority over that cycle, that vicious cycle of those memories now in Jesus' name.
That's right. We break it.
Thank you, Father. We release ourselves and we release others from the pain of the past.
That's right.
Yes.
Poor decisions that has been made as a result of brokenness in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We release ourselves from guilt now, shame and regret and bitterness in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I speak now to your physical bodies and I command all illness, disease, infirmity, and weakness to be removed and uprooted now in Jesus' mighty name. I command complete release in every cell of your body and all residual effects of trauma in the name of Jesus. By the name and authority of Jesus Christ, I lift the remnant of trauma out of your body and I ask the Holy Spirit, which is the spirit of life, to release healing in every cell of your body now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And your family, friends, loved ones in Jesus' name. I speak to the hormones and organ systems of your body and I command them to come into balance. Thank you, Jesus, and normal function.
Thank you.
I command your body to be healed at the cellular level.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. everything that has been retained that does not exist in the kingdom of heaven be released out of you now in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Let every weight be released. Let every hindrance be released. Let all that does not originate from the kingdom of heaven be released out of your mind, your body, your emotions, and memories right now in the name of Jesus. Right now where you are, come on, take one big cough. Come on here. Cough this stuff up. Blow this stuff out.
Squeeze
it out in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord run this stuff up out of you. Come on out of there right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for delivering your people today. We thank you for setting them free right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose your hold off of them now, devil, in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. We praise you for your word going forth into the lives of your people in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Father God, every weakness be filled with wholeness now. And perfect soundness come to you now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for soundness of mind. We thank you for eradicating fear. We come against the spirit of fear now in Jesus' name. We thank you for soundness and stability of mind, of heart, of emotions in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, fill us now with your fullness, with your strength and power in Jesus' name. Fill us with joy and peace. Release a supernatural healing, oh God, that radiates from the inside out in Jesus' name. We declare that by the stripes of Jesus, we're healed according to Isaiah 53:5.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood that you shed, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this healing now in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for revival and restoration and complete healing now in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, I also pray for every leader that is represented on this line, every pastor, every apostle, every leader of ministry right now. I pray for your leaders. I pray, God, that you will undergird them. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will put in them a fresh fervor, a fresh zeal in Jesus' name, that, Lord, the vision that you've given them to complete, they will run their race, they will finish, and they will finish strong, and they will finish well in the mighty name of Jesus, and they will not abort. I come against the spirit of abortion. I come against the spirit of sabotage in Jesus' name. I even come against the spirit of Absalom that would come against the men and women of God in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory for it all. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your hands and give God glory. Give him praise. Give him honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We give you praise right now. We love you, Lord. We thank you for that you're doing for your men's service and maid servants now. In Jesus' mighty, wonderful name we pray.
Awesome.
Amen.
Yes.
And amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands one more time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Prophet Gene, do you have anything? Apostle Kerner, praise the Lord. Can you put them on, please? Thank you, Lord. Glory to you.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just want to reach out to the military veterans there. Whether female or male, maybe you fought in Desert Storm, maybe you fought in Iraq, maybe you fought in Afghanistan, and maybe you're dealing with some issues of trauma, as Apostle Deborah just said, as she just quoted, and maybe these areas have remained hidden. And I would just like to minister to you, even in some of those areas, even in post-traumatic stress disorder. I myself am a combat veteran. I was 18 years old during the bloodiest year of the Tet Offensive in Vietnam, and I'm familiar with what shock is, traumatic shock, as well as post-traumatic stress disorder. And if you could be a female, as I said, you served your country proudly, thank God for you, or you can be a brother, a man out there. You served your country proudly, thank God for your service. Well, I want to minister to you, and I thank Sister Apostle Deborah for her permission to release me to do that.
Yes.
Now, Now, if you're listening to me, I want you to say military veterans as well as others. I want you to right now, if there's any unforgiveness in your heart, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you search your heart. Any unforgiveness, any resentment, bitterness in your heart. In other words, we want to give those areas back to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we want to take any type of legal right from the enemy, from the devil.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you a few minutes right now. Anybody living or dead who have hurt, wounded you, even in the United States military, even in the time of your service, or even if you have any hatred against the Afghanistanians or the Iraqis,
yes,
or even those that does a storm, or whatever you served in. Maybe you're a Vietnam veteran. Maybe you still have hatred toward the Vietnamese people. So I want you right now to ask God to forgive you. You're going to have to release them. You can't go to heaven with bitterness or resentment or hatred. I'm going to give you a minute.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. The Bible says in the book of Leviticus, I think it's 8:18, verse 28, when the land is defiled, the land will vomit out the inhabitants. So you're the land. So you want the Holy Spirit to cause a release and cause the demonic inhabitants to vomit themselves out. That may not be the case with you. You may just cough. You may just cry. Your sins may act up. Or the demons may exit the body. Just because you don't manifest does not mean that you're not getting deliverance. Okay? All right. I bind the rule of strong man over traumatic shock. From wars, I command all spirits connected with traumatic shock to come out of you now in Jesus Christ's name. Okay, missiles, rockets, bombs, grenades, explosions, come out now. Come out now. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Thank this person for writing in already here. Come on, out of there now. Missiles, rockets, and bombs and grenades. Getting in a firefight. AK-47. Firefight, seeing friends wounded, seeing friends shot down, the loss of friends, you can't get over it. Past memories, you can't get over it. What happened in that battlefield? Come out of the people now. Come out of the people now in Jesus Christ's name. I want everybody to take a deep breath right now. Come on, take a deep breath. Go. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against night sweats when you sweat at night. When you lay in the bed, sweat all over your body, night sweats. I come against the terror of insomnia. You, because you were in a war, you were in the battlefield. It's hard for you to sleep at night. Come on, out of it now. I break all curses of insomnia. I break all curses of night sweats. Come out of you now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against right now. Come on, out, tension, nervous tension where you bite your fingernails. Come on, out. Out, nervous tension because of the stress and anxiety and the fear that you went through. Come on, out of there now. Out of there. If that's you, come on, breathe out right now in Jesus' name. Come on, go. One big cough. Come on, one cough. Go. Come out of there now. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, I break all curses of hateful relationships. You've been in relationships. You have not been able to maintain a relationship because of the war, because of what you went through in that war. Come on, out of there now. Go, out of there now. Go, in Jesus' name. I come against suicide that's connected with post-PTSD. There are times you don't say, I don't want to live. What am I living for? I break the curse of suicide. The Bible says you shall live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord.
Yes.
Come on, suicide. Go, suicide. I come against the depression that you, when you were in combat. Suicide connected with depression, connected with heaviness, connected with loss of vision. Come on, out of there. No hope. It's hard for me. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I come up with that spirit when you don't want your VA benefits because you disgruntled. You're mad at the government. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now. Come on, you fought for this country, but you disgruntled. You don't want them to do nothing for you. You have said it out your mouth. Come on, go. Come on, out of there now. Let's breathe them out in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, I come against deep emotional hurt. Deep emotional hurt. You were hurt. You were wounded by that war. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I break all dependency curses. Marijuana, weed. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I break all dependency because of the war you were in with painkillers, uppers and downers. Come on, out. Breathe those things out. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, I come against, come on, out of there now. Come on, drug dependency. I come against alcohol dependency. You say to yourself, I have to drink because I keep myself relaxed by drinking. Come on, out of there. Wine, beer, malt liquor, go in the name of Jesus. I come against sexual promiscuity. Ever since you left that war, you've been high sex nature. There's been sexual promiscuity. You say, I get my peace by sexual promiscuity. It keeps my mind off the war. I break that curse off of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. All spirits operating in your plasma, in your blood cells, in your bone marrow, in your thymus. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against hard blood vessels. I come against hard blood vessels. Go in the name of Jesus. That's a problem because of the war. Out of your stomach, out of your small intestine, out of your rectum, out of your liver, out of your gallbladder, out of your pancreas, go. Go in the name of Jesus. Being that you're a Vietnam veteran, you took 16 vaccinations before you went in country. I come against any poisons or intoxicants because of those vaccinations. Come out of there now. Go. Come out of the people now. The people now in the name of Jesus. I come against neurological problems because of the explosions, neurological problems because of the firefight. I come against the neurological problem in the brain, in the spinal cord, in the nervous areas. Go. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now. Go. Out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, depression and anxiety attacks. And anxiety drugs come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Bitterness because you fought in the war. Bitterness and anger and hatred and resentment and the violence and even murder come out of the people now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Come on, out of there now. They're out of the people. We command you to go where Jesus Christ would send you. You follow with his spirits. Go out of the people now in the name of Jesus. Okay. Now, Father God, we thank you for setting the captives free.
Yes.
Loose peace to whether male or female, ex-military. Father, we lose peace. Yes. We lose joy. Father, we lose the spirit of adoption. Father, we lose even in the era of false memories, painful memories. We lose the happiness of the Lord into that person's life, yes, that they can go on and live a normal life as a citizen of America that we love so well. I lose the joy of the Lord even into your life. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will be a responsible citizen.
Yes.
To tell you after the war, you're not normal. You're strange. We're strange for Jesus,
mm-hmm,
and not for the enemy. Father, I just pray right now, thank you for their deliverance. Thank you for setting captives free in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. And I just want to say, add a little to that. And Apostle Deborah, that was an awesome word, trauma. I can see where a lot of people have been bound by this spirit. But I just want to add a little, and I'm not going to hold you long. But also, a spirit of denial comes with trauma. And those of you that out there that has a spirit of denial on you, anger or any type of acceptance where you have accepted this. This is the way I am. This is normalcy. No, it's not. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but love and power and of a sound mind. And so the Bible says that he has plans for you and those plans are good.
That's right.
Not want you to stay in the shape that you are in. He gives us choices and we have to choose today. He say, choose this day who you will serve. And I say today to you, if this is you, that you have trauma, you've been bound by this spirit, you are in denial, you have accepted this, today is your day.
Yes, Lord.
Out of it. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. And I just wanted to add the spirit of denial because a lot of times we be in a spirit of denial where we feel that, oh, it's nothing wrong with me. I'm okay. And I just want you to know, God is the answer to all of your problems. And today, if you just let it go, give it to him, you're free. God bless you.
God bless you. Appreciate that so much.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank God.
Awful Deborah, we're going to release it back to you, please.
Yes.
God bless you. I appreciate you, Apostle and Prophet Gene. Thank the Lord for it today. We thank God for all of you. We appreciate the Lord and everything he's done today. Praise the Lord. God is good. And we just love him so much. Praise the Lord. Brother Merle, do you have anything?
When you were speaking, you brought up Isaiah 53. I think that we have forgotten Isaiah 53 in these days. And all that he went through.
Yes.
All the torture that they gave him right up to the cross where he was mocked, where he said that they were gnashing on him and all the demons in the earth were there and surrounded him. He took it all and we forget that he took it for our freedom and our healing and to set us free. He said he came to set the captives free.
Yes.
Heal the sick. Open the cell doors.
Yes.
And release the chains on those in his church.
Yes.
And we claim these things. And our brother last night reading Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
Yes.
The Most High.
Yes.
He will cover us with our his wings,
yes,
fire and flood and earthquake and pestilence and anything that comes against us cannot hurt us.
Yes.
We claim that. We claim that in the name of Jesus.
Thank
you. I thank you all. I bless you all for this word today. Take it and ponder it and think about it.
Yes.
After we close, think about the word that she has brought to us this day in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I thank you. We close and we'll see you later this afternoon.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless Lord. God bless all of you. And I would just encourage you to pray one for another. There was a message on someone on here. I won't name who it is, but they've had a death in their family and we want to pray for their family now. Lord God, you know this one that has just lost loved one due to COVID and pneumonia. So Father, we pray for the family now. We pray strength. We pray that you strengthen now. We thank you, Lord, for the word of the Lord. We thank you for peace right now. Lord God, we ask you to move everyone on this line. Touch, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And there may be family members that are sick, that are in the hospital. Lord God, we pray for them now. We pray, God, that the word of God will go forth right now. We speak the word of life in Jesus' name. And we thank you for healing. We thank you, Father God, for the healing balm of Gilead. Thank you for everything that you've done and that you continue to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you and we appreciate you, Father, for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. We will be back tonight. Amen. At 6 p.m. Praise the Lord. Just before we go, let me just say one other thing here. We do thank God for Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. We thank God for these camps that are put on. And if you want to be a blessing to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, tonight we'll have the link where you can give to the ministry. Praise the Lord. And this is how the ministry is sustained, by those giving and pouring in to keep the camp going. So we want to just encourage you. They didn't ask me to do this, but I just felt to do it. Amen. To sow in to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. And we thank God for your liberality and giving. We don't charge, and Brother Miller doesn't charge for this or anything. There's no registration fee. Praise the Lord. Even if you don't give, it's okay. But if you'd like to, and some may want to give, praise the Lord. So we'll make sure we have the link. I think there's a PayPal link. There's a donate button on their website, if I make no mistake, where you can go and you can give. Praise the Lord. And we do thank God for you. God bless you. We'll be back tonight at 6 p.m.
God bless all of you. God bless.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.